may not know, but I used to be an inventor. I didn't do all that well at it. I don't know why. I thought the inflatable dartboard was a pretty good idea.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
When I was a kid, I loved sneaking around at Christmas. We were forbidden to touch gifts beneath the tree, or shake them, or lick them, or bite them. So I waited until everyone was asleep to do so. I loved sneaking around, spying on people, seeing how high I could get them to jump. Teenagers were the best jumpers. One night during Christmas holidays, we caught one of the Huckabee boys kissing a neighbor girl. We whistled from behind some bushes, then sneaked up behind them and yelled, "Boo!" Sadly, it was just Mr. and Mrs. Huckabee. He had on one of his son's hats. What a disappointment. We were so shocked to catch them kissing. They were very old people, likely in their 40s. Still, sneaking around was fun. A friend of mine liked to sneak into other people's houses, lie down on their sofas, and pretend to be asleep. I think he was the reason people started locking their doors in our little town. I don't know what became of my friend. He might be in jail today, for all I know. The ultimate sneak came in September of 1940, when Witold Pilecki, a Polish army captain, did the unthinkable. He snuck into Auschwitz. Pilecki knew that something was terribly wrong inside the concentration camp. As a committed Christian and a Polish patriot, he couldn't sit by and watch. So he determined to gather information on the horrors of Auschwitz from the inside. His superiors approved his daring plan and provided him a false identity card with a Jewish name. Pilecki then allowed the Germans to arrest him. This husband and father of two was assigned inmate number 4859. Beginning in 1941, Pilecki began organizing the inmates into resistance units and documenting war crimes. He used couriers to smuggle out detailed reports on the atrocities. He even launched a secret radio station using scrap parts. The information he supplied provided Western allies with key intelligence information about the terrors of Auschwitz. In the spring of 43, Pilecki overpowered a guard in the camp bakery and escaped. When his reports reached London, officials thought he was exaggerating at first. Soon the world would know he was right. Pilecki once said, "I've been trying to live my life so that in the hour of my death, I would rather feel joy than fear." A Jewish journalist wrote, "Once he set his mind to the good, he never wavered. He crossed the great human divide that separates knowing the right thing from doing the right thing." Of his time in Auschwitz, Pilecki said, "I bade farewell to everything I had known on this earth. He became like the other prisoners, despised, beaten, and threatened with death. Reminds me of another story. I suppose we would call it the greatest sneak in history, the ultimate rescue mission. God himself, disguised as a human, came to earth because he loved us." Philip Yancey writes, "How did Christmas Day feel to God? Imagine for a moment becoming a baby again, giving up language and muscle coordination and the ability to eat solid food and control your bladder. Or imagine yourself becoming a sea slug. That analogy is probably closer. On that day in Bethlehem, the maker of all that is took form as a helpless, dependent newborn. God descended into our world on the ultimate rescue mission that would see him conquer death and offer life. That's why Christmas starts with Thanksgiving and lasts all year long. Let's give him thanks today." You know, I don't shake the Christmas presents anymore, but sometimes my kids do. In fact, I can hear some rattling sounds right now. I think I'll sneak up on them and see how high they can jump.
This month at Laugh Again, we're asking friends of this ministry to partner with us financially so that we can start off strong in 2019. Our December year-end goal is $70,000. To help us reach even more people with a message of hope and joy, consider making a special year-end financial gift today. Call 1-800-663-2425 or in the U.S. at 1-844-663-2424. Laugh Again. Truth bringing laughter to life.